to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number three of our show here. And joining us for part of this hour is Don Wiskin of Extendovite. And Don, I apologize again profusely. We sort of skipped over you. Your regularly scheduled visit last week because things were just really kind of crazy. But we got you on here now, and aloha, and how are things going?
Things are going very well. Thank you very much.
Well, I kind of want to focus this time, and I know this is getting to be a recurring theme, but we're seeing all these stories coming out about how allowing yourself to fall into the orthodox medical establishment may not be the best idea. Of course, we all know today is the memorial service for Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon, and it is a very ugly story of just how he died. And yes, he was in his 80s, and he's had a good life, but then we have this story where he seemed to be okay, and then he goes for a medical examination, and he fails a stress test, which means he got winded. And here's a newsflash, 80-year-old guys are going to get winded. And so some doctor said, oh, I want to be able to say I performed heart surgery on the man on the moon, and they put a bunch of plastic tubes into his heart, and Neil never recovered from the surgery. And he's dead and gone, and I think a lot of people joined me in saying he didn't have to die at this particular time. Yeah, he was going to go eventually. He was in his 80s, but why did he have to go right now? Wouldn't the doctor have been better off just leaving him alone? And I say that also in conjunction because I have a very good friend here on Oahu who about a week ago came down with a sinus infection. And it was annoying enough where he went to his doctor and the doctor gave him an injection of something, still doesn't know what it was. And the next thing you know, he's running this incredibly high fever and he winds up much sicker than he was before. We have all these stories where apparently there's a study that was done in France, a survey of all the drugs in common usage in the French hospital found out that approximately half of them don't do any good and a significant number of them are actually harmful. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Where the medical industry is all about industry and selling you products, and really your actual health and well-being is a secondary consideration. Because if you're healthy, if you're able to take care of yourself, if you're able to hold off illness on your own, then you're no longer a profit center. You're no longer a revenue stream. And it almost seems like there is so much money invested in our medical establishment, they need the population to be sick. They need things in the food that make you sick. They need you to be dependent on their pills and potions and whatnot. And if it's almost like this running joke that if you see somebody who's got prescription medications in their medicine chest, usually there's like a dozen. They'll give you a medicine for this. This makes you sick. Oh, we've got another pill for that side effect. Then we've got another pill for the side effect of the one that we gave you for the side effect on the first one. And it's just this incredible cascade. And I'm not a Christian scientist by any means, but I think the more I'm able to stay away from doctors, the better off I'm going to be. Now they're finding out that marijuana is actually very effective against Alzheimer's disease. We know that people who smoke organically grown tobacco are less likely to get Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. But nobody wants that out there because they can't patent it. They can't put a label on it. They can't sell it to you. They don't want you to be able to make yourself healthy. And it almost seems like we've reached a point where the medical industry has become so corrupted and so devoted to simply selling products and services that a certain amount of skepticism and distrust at this point is warranted.
I agree with you 100%. And you know, when you get down to the stress test, when I did a stress test back in, 99, when the doctors couldn't find anything wrong with me, they started the stress test off real slow, and the idea was you didn't let your leg go all the way back. You kind of stopped, you know, straight, so you put your foot forward and brought your leg back to where it would be straight and then go forward again, and then they slowly sped you up.
Okay, Don, we gotta put you on hold, take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with Don Wiskin of Extendovite.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really
and aloha, America. Happened? Welcome back to the show. And Don, before I get back to you, I have to make a comment here. I'm watching CNN, and now they're trying to link the embassy attack in Libya with the takeover of the American embassy by Iran in 1979. There's no direct linkage, of course, but now they're trying to associate Iran and the protests in the public mind. So, I mean, this is just, it's disgusting is what it is. So we're talking about stress tests. And before I let you get back to your story about the stress test, we know that our medical establishment more and more is trying to declare everything as a disease that can be cured with a pharmaceutical. We know that a lot of the normal processes of aging are now declared to be diseases that can be cured with the latest pill. We know that they prescribe all these medications to school children for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which when I was a kid was called the teacher is boring me. But we've got a pill to fix that. So you were talking about the stress test you went through.
That's right. And the stress test I went through was basically, you start off and you take short steps, and they started it off slow, and every 3 minutes they'd pick it up. And if you could survive 11 minutes on this thing, they'd let you go home from the hospital. At least that's what I saw happening to people that were coming in having heart attacks while I was in there waiting for my angioplasty back in 98. But a few years ago, I went for a stress test here in my local city, and they put me on this machine that was already elevated, and they turned it up really fast, and you weren't allowed to hang on to the bar. And, you know, now you're walking uphill, and it's really uncomfortable, and they want you to have a heart attack within 5 minutes of being on that machine, because then they can rush you right down and put you in for surgery. Whereas before, you know, they started off slow and allowed you to build it up. But, you know, they're just changing the way they do things so that they can, as you know, streamline you into the heart ward.
Yeah, get you right into there, be part of the revenue structure of the hospital. We ran a story at whatreallyhappened.com, I think it was 2 days ago. I need to hunt that down and bump it up to the top, where there was this study that was showing that the number of unnecessary medical procedures in the United States every year numbers in the millions. The number of the amount of prescription medications that are handed out that are unnecessary numbers in the millions. We've got another story that we ran today. Apparently, the antibiotics that they prescribe for strep throat don't work in 70% of the cases. But it's all about getting you to turn over more of your money for these pills and potions and stuff. And they absolutely do not want you looking at alternative sources for health care, which gets me back to something I wanted to ask. I'm looking at the label on Extendivite here, and I know what some of this stuff does. And before I elucidate the contents here, the point I've made before, and I'm going to make it again. When you're dealing with something from nature that you're taking into your body, it is biochemistry that has co-evolved with humans for 100,000 millions of years, really. The biochemistry of this planet has coexisted and evolved for millions of years, and stuff that doesn't work goes extinct, and stuff that does work is still around here. When you're dealing with these artificially created chemicals, and especially these genetically modified organisms, they have not been around long enough for us to determine if we're able to coexist with these or not. Now, of course, we've got this story that came out earlier today where GMO wheat is producing an enzyme which can lead to liver failure in humans and apparently can even be passed on to your children. This is a red warning sign that we ought not to be playing with these new chemicals. But it's all about, you know, money and control, and the U.S. is declaring trade wars on countries that are refusing GMO exports from the United States, seeds and stuff. So getting back to the bottle of Extendivite here, Hawthorne, what exactly does that do?
Hawthorne is actually, the German Commission C has approved it as a heart tonic. So it strengthens your heart. That is the main thing that the Hawthorn does. And it is recognized as a heart tonic in Germany, which is still using over 40% natural medicines when they prescribe something to their patients. And you know, Hawthorne itself has a lot of extra benefits to it, too. I'm just, because I'm not a scientist or anything, I'm just an ordinary man who's had a heart attack, I sometimes have to check this out. But it is traditionally used with cardiovascular conditions to improve the coronary blood supply, which in turn decreases angina pain, angina attacks, and similar complaints. It is also regarded as a herbal tonic for both high and low blood pressure, as well as for tachycardia and arrhythmia. Mm-hmm. And Hawthorne also has mild anti-cirrhotic effects, which means it can help to clean out a bit of the plaque in your arteries, but it makes your heart very, very strong. So if you were, you know, taking our product, you were to have a heart attack because maybe you didn't quit smoking or something, you know, your heart would be much stronger and would be able to survive, and you might be able to get out of there with less complications from the heart attack, and maybe then you would start straightening up some of the bad habits in your life, which is what I had to do.
Yeah. No, well, I understand that, and, you know, especially having lost my youngest brother a year ago, you know, I'm becoming more conscious of my health. I'm losing weight and getting my life in order, as it were. I come from good stock, though. I mean, with the exception of my mother, who died from cancer, from cigarette smoking. You know, I come from a family with a lot of longevity in them as well. moving on down the list here, garlic. What is that accomplishing here in this extension?
Well, garlic. I'd like to say garlic is the natural chelator right away, which helps to chelate the heavy metals out of your body, which allows your organs to function properly again because, you know, they've been overwhelmed with these toxins. But it also helps to boost your natural immune system and kill off funguses and viruses. And the, you know, the damage that is done in our arteries is like a virus. And this is how we're able to repair that damage in your artery, which allows that cholesterol band-aid to go back to the liver, you know, which creates the cholesterol and also disposes of the cholesterol to get rid of it. And
well, you know, it's kind of interesting because both with hawthorn and garlic, if you go back and you look at folk medicine or even just folk tales, these are already plants that were assumed to have magical powers and properties. And I think something we need to realize is just because ancient people didn't understand how these things worked, they understood simply that they did work. And, you know, garlic, of course, is all caught up, you know, with keeping the vampires away and everything. But they understood it was a blood purifier and that if you were taking garlic, your blood was somehow better, you were healthier, and it would keep the vampires away. And behind a lot of that folk tale superstition, you begin to understand that humans are very observant and they see patterns. If I take this, I feel this. If I take that, I feel that. And a lot of these so-called magical herbs and everything, there was something there that called attention to them in terms of how they operated. Now, the next one on the list is valerian. Of course, we understand that's a relaxant. That's actually the root plant from which Valium is made. The pharmaceutical companies went out, they took valerian root, they put it in a little colored blue shape, slapped a product label on there, and now it's sold through prescription only. But you can get exactly the same benefit with valerian root, and that, of course, is also in here. Cayenne pepper, that's a vasodilator, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It helps to to improve your cardiovascular system and gets the blood flowing better. But it also helps the other herbs to work better. So it magnifies the effects of the other herbs so that, you know, in this combination, the synergy is complete with the cayenne.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because obviously if your blood vessels are enlarged from the cayenne, then the surface area through which they can absorb these other nutrients is going to be that much larger, and it's certainly a much better way of doing it as opposed to some of these adjuvants we see in vaccines that are intentionally provoking a toxic reaction in order to do whatever it is they think they're doing. Bilberry, what does that one do? I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, actually, bilberry, you know, is an anti-inflammatory, and it helps to inhibit the atherosclerosis, the hardening of the arteries, and it improves circulation. But it was also used by pilots for night vision. They gave them bilberry jam back in the First World War. And
I could have used that back when I was an astronomer.
Yes. It helps to improve that vision, night vision.
Okay, ginkgo biloba, what does that do? We've all heard of ginkgo biloba. That seems to be one of these things that has a lot of utility.
Yes, and ginkgo is the thing that scares most pharmacists too, or doctors. They'll say, oh, no, you've got ginkgo biloba in that. Maybe you might not better take it. Because, you know, what it does is it helps to restore blood flow and to the arms, to the limbs, to the brain, and helps to restore your overall health. It is an antioxidant, and it's a free radical scavenging effect. It helps to reduce blood clots. And it is also, just like garlic, a natural blood thinner. So ginkgo and garlic are both natural blood thinners in here. So we found that people that were on, say, Coumadin, they go and have their blood checked regularly, and the people checking their blood notice that their blood's getting a little thinner, so they reduce their levels of the pharmaceuticals, the Coumadin, as they call it, so that eventually people can get off of that. Usually within a year, they get off of the blood thinning because the garlic and ginkgo have worked together to help keep your blood thin enough to...
Well, I know the blood thinners, that was a contributor to the demise of my father. When he had his stroke, he was also on blood thinners at the same time, and the two together, of course, obviously was a problem. Last one on the label, milk thistle. Real quick, we're almost at the end of the segment. We've got callers waiting.
Milk thistle is to rejuvenate your liver because your liver is the most important organ in your body. So the milk thistle keeps your liver up and running and, you know, keeps your blood clean.
All right, we got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we got a couple of callers on the line who want to ask you some questions. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got callers on the line. Tim in Wisconsin. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tim, are you there? Okay, we've got okay. Two Tims, one in Wisconsin. Is this the Tim in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Okay, what's on your mind?
The thing I wanted to tell about my experience with two stress tests that were going to be done on me. One was the treadmill, and then the other was injecting some drug in me. I was having what I thought, you know, was starting to, you know, be a problem with my heart was just ended up being anxiety attacks again. They had a problem with a long time ago, and I think even after that, they're still gonna do two, just to make sure, or one of two, just to make sure that my heart rate was in as good condition as they said. The one that was had to do with injecting some drug in me, that just did not sound good to me at all. I just stayed away from the whole thing. Didn't even go in for any appointment for that at all. 'Cause I I felt like I wasn't going to find out if the doctor was going to want to do the one with, you know, injecting some drug in me. I for sure didn't
Okay. Pardon me for interrupting here, but my understanding of stress tests is they're based basically on some form of exercise. If he was injecting you with something, that sounds to me like they were – did they X-ray you after they injected you with whatever it was they injected you with?
Well – I didn't get injected with anything. I didn't even go through the stress test because I just, you know, felt I wanted to just, you know, just stay away from the
okay,
you know,
because normally when you know, when they're injecting something into your veins, it's usually some kind of a dye
or nuclear medicine.
Yeah, basically something like that, so that they can basically look for blockages and stuff like that. We're going to switch over to Tim in Utah. Aloha, Tim. The other Tim. Tim number two. Aloha, what's on your mind?
Yeah, okay. Listen, great program, you guys. Don, I have a question. I'm taking your product. I really like it. In fact, I just reordered my second batch a couple days ago, and I really developed a taste for the liquid. It's kind of like taking a shot of whiskey. But it's it tastes good. I think it's good, produced some good results. I have a question. Is it necessary, or do you recommend or not recommend taking CoQ10 as we take your product?
I say you can take as many other natural supplements as you can, and CoQ10 is very good for you. So I take it occasionally myself. My wife has me on a regime of other supplements as well. And it's only something that I really started doing since my heart attack because I realized there's a lot of benefits.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and I think we have to make the point here. There is nothing in this product that is going to have a negative interaction with anything else. It's not like prescription medications where they can't be taken in combination with this, can't be taken in combination with that. That's another reason to really look at this as a very, very, very safe way of trying to maintain your health.
Okay, that was my main question, and keep up the great work for both of you guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Thank
it's an awful lot here. Okay, we're almost at the bottom of the hour here, and Don, obviously your website is heartdrops.com. We got about another 2 minutes here. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'd like to say, you know, thanks to Tim for calling in and saying that he's rather enjoying it, and it really doesn't taste like a shot of whiskey, but it, you know, the tincture
I was ready to order some of the liquid version.
The tincture itself is 40% grain alcohol because that's how they need to cook the herbs, so the garlic gets soaked in it so that, you know, we wind up with, they thin it out at the end so that we have about a 40% alcohol base in it. But that is pretty common throughout the tincture industry. And,
absolutely.
You know, you can bury this stuff and dig it up 1,000 years later, and it'll still be good because of the way that it is manufactured.
Well, I mean, they do exactly the same thing. Like vanilla extract is mostly alcohol for exactly the same reason. So there's, you know, nothing negative about that at all. All righty. Well, Don, thanks an awful lot for spending time with us again today. And again, my apologies for missing you last week. And I guess we'll have you on next week and talking more about this stuff. But the more I learn about our current medical industry, the less and less confident I am that the health of the human race is their top priority. It seems like it's almost a secondary concern in their rush to profit from illness, to make money off of injury, to keep us in an enforced dependency on their pharmacopoeia. And again, dependency is basically tantamount to control. Don, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here.
Thank you very much, Michael.
All right. Have you back again real soon.
Thank you.
Looking at the news again, it is still this constant pounding on the idea that all of the Muslims of the world are angry with America over this video. And this is such a whopper of a lie. This is up there rivaling Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. The people of these nations the U.S. has attacked and invaded are angry because they've been attacked and invaded. And this movie nonsense is just propaganda so that Americans are just think that Muslims are being unreasonable. And like I said, it feels like this is a warm-up to something really big that's about to happen. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn. But our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm looking at the corporate media, and it is just nonstop, this propaganda campaign to reassure Americans, the American people, that those gosh darn Muslims don't really have any legitimate reasons to hate America. That all these people in these countries that the U.S. government has been invading and attacking and overthrowing and subverting, really, just it's all about that little video and all the rest of that stuff where they're showing Cairo again. The protests are centered on the U.S. embassy. They want America out of their countries. They're tired of American imperialism. And it's, I think the one in Libya was done as part of a propaganda run-up, but it's really beginning to pop up all over the place. This thing may explode in everybody's face. And the American media is just out there trying to say that really these people angry, their hatred of America is completely unreasonable. It's all about the video. I mean, how can they not love the conquering American empire? And I'm going to hit this thing really hard, and I'm going to spend a lot of time on this. Because the reason to demonize Muslims and to portray them as having an unreasonable hatred of America is the run-up to a new false flag. And again, as I said earlier in the show, this is a call to Rivero's Rangers. As you wander through the blogosphere and you go to these corporate media websites and they're already loaded up with all these paid shills that they've been hiring. Yes, be a paid blogger. Blog our lies. We'll give you minimum wage or whatever it is. As you see these things, just make the point. These people are not angry over a movie. They're angry over drones, bombs, napalm, overthrow of their country, imposition of private central banking. That's what they're angry about. These are an invaded, conquered people, and they're pissed off. And they have a right to be pissed off. This campaign to make it look like they don't have a... You know, they're selling you the idea that all Muslims hate all Americans for no good reason whatsoever. And that's absurd. People don't hate without a good reason to do so. These people are angry with America because of all the dead bodies around them and all the shrapnel left over from the explosion that says made in the USA. That's what they're angry about. This movie thing is just... It's a scapegoat. It's a fall guy. It's a distraction from the real issues. And we know that movie was a fraud and a propaganda piece from the start. They can't track down the guy who made it. Originally said it was Israeli. Now they're saying he's Christian to get Israel off the hook. But the fact that this guy did not want his real name on this production in Hollywood tells us this was a fraud from the start. Because if you're working in Hollywood, you want your name on everything you work on. Because that's your resume. So for this guy to be obscuring who he is and what he was up to tells you right from the start, this piece of video was being created to provoke a reaction or to be used as an excuse. Those people in those Islamic nations that have felt the fury of America's military might on behalf of Israel have very, very good reasons to be unhappy with the United States right now. And the American corporate media is doing a full court press to come out and say, oh, no, it's much ado about nothing. They don't have a reason to hate us. They love their invading. Remember when they were telling you that the Iraqi people were going to welcome us with open arms and throw flowers and kisses at us? You know, and the online shills, the paid propagandists online, they're out there saying, no, the people of Libya wanted us to come in and save them from Gaddafi. No, they didn't. That's one of the biggest of the big lies the U.S. government is always saying on all these invaded nations. Oh, the people want us to come in and take over. No, they didn't. And remember the embarrassment of the Bay of Pigs? Because that was the lie that was used to sell that one. The Cuban people want us to come in and save them from the evil Castro. And then the Cuban brigade wound up on the Bay of Pigs, and the Cuban people marched right on down to the Bay of Pigs and stomped them into the sand. Sending an unequivocal message. We don't care how good or bad our government is. It's our government, and we're going to prefer it over anything imposed from the United States of America. And, of course, most of those Cuban people remembered what life was like under the U.S.-supported puppet Batista. The U.S. government keeps making the same mistake over and over and over again. Iran in 1953. CIA overthrows the democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh and imposes the Shah, who sells Iran's oil and gas at bargain basement prices so that American and British oil companies get insanely rich, has his secret police, the Savak, to go out and torture anybody who disagrees. And finally, in 1979, the Iranian people say, enough of this stuff. They kick out the Shah. They create their own government, their own nation. By golly, they can't do that. So the U.S. goes in and, first of all, tries to get Saddam to attack and invade them. That fails. Then they try that overthrow 2.5-3 years ago. That failed. Now they're talking about, we've got to go to war with Iran because they maybe might be thinking about having a nuclear weapon with which to deter invasion. And they're not allowed to do that. And it always ends in disaster. It always works for a little bit to loot more money from the rest of the world for the American government and the American corporations. And then it falls apart. Same thing down in Chile. Overthrew the democratically elected government of Allende and installed Pinochet to serve American interests. And then that all fell apart. And they're doing the same thing again because this government doesn't know how any other way to do business other than to go into other countries, take them over, loot the people, loot the resources for the benefit of American corporations, and then when it all falls apart, just say, they hate us for our freedoms. They hate us for our videos. They hate us because they don't want to dress the same way we do and don't want to eat the same fast foods that we do. And it's nonsensical stuff. And they're using the same lies and the same propaganda because they can't think of anything else. It always worked before. Why isn't it working now? Well, because we, the American people and the people of the world, are sadder but wiser. We see the lies and propaganda now. We know we are being lied into wars of conquest. We've been doing it for, what, 10 years now? Seeing our young men and our young women blown to bloody bits in wars of conquest against Israel's enemies to make the world safe for private central banking. And around us, we see our own nation crumbling, impoverished. We're all victims of this war policy, not just the people on the receiving end of the bombs. They're suffering, they're dying, and they're angry. But here in the United States of America, we're also victims of this war. Our wealth has been stripped away from us. Our roads are crumbling. The bridges are collapsing. The schools are closing. The teachers are being laid off. We are also defeated people, vanquished people in this war policy. And enough is enough is enough. Every one of those people over there in that part of the world who are standing up and screaming, America, get out, have a perfectly legitimate reason for doing so. In our country, we have a legitimate reason to stand up and say it's time for this Federal Reserve and this federal government to skedaddle. Take your ill-gotten gains, retire to the Caymans, and leave us alone to rebuild a new nation. We're being forced into a war. I don't like violence. I don't like war. I don't want an armed revolution, but it's going to come down to a choice of, we're going to have to fight somebody somewhere. Should it not be up to we, the American people, to choose for ourselves who our true enemies are and not let ourselves get sold as hired mercenaries for the benefit of a foreign power? The Middle East has reached the breaking point. Europe has reached the breaking point. We're at the breaking point here in the United States of America. Something's got to give. And a new global war is not the answer. The only ones who want this new global war are the bankers. Bankers love war. They don't care which side wins. And right now, with our military stockpiles drawn down and our forces exhausted, the United States can't win a new conventional world war, which means this one's going to go nuclear at some point. It's inevitable. It has to. Somewhere between right now and final capitulation by the United States government, the mushrooms are going to be blooming. It's unavoidable. And the bankers don't care. They don't care if the United States loses. They finance both sides. Get them fighting with each other. Loan them money for bombs and bullets and stuff. And when it's all over, loan them more money to rebuild. And so at the end of these big mistakes, we have sort of the country that we had before. The graveyards are a lot bigger. And we're back on the hook to the banks for another 50 to 100 years. That's the scam. That's the game that's going on. Do you want your children to die to make the bankers a little bit richer? Is that a good reason to send your children off to war? To make the Wall Street money junkies that much richer? I don't think so. Wall Street sees the world very simply. Money is valuable. Blood is cheap, especially the blood of other people's children. Every time this nation gets into a hideous financial mess, which is the inevitable result of private central banking, they try and erase that red ink on the balance sheet with the red blood of our children. I don't see that as a very good deal. I don't see that as ultimately a solution. It's merely a temporary stopgap until they mess up the economy again and they have to have World War IV and World War V and World War VI and World War VII and on and on and on and on. It's a repeating cycle. And before the invention of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. The two were created at the same time. And the only people who can break that cycle are you. and everybody that you talk to that understands what's going on here. These wars exist only to throw us back into the debt slavery of the big banks. And that's the only reason. We don't have a reason to hate the Muslims, and the Muslims wouldn't have a reason to hate us if we weren't bombing the crap out of them every day. People can live together in peace. There have been times in history where Jewish and Christian and Muslim populations have peacefully coexisted and lived quite comfortably. In Iran today, there's a very large Jewish population. Nobody's oppressing them. Nobody's attacking them. Nobody's torturing them. There's a lot of Christians in Iran. They all get along together just fine. Peace through commerce. What am I making that you want to buy? What are you making that I need to buy? That is the path to peace. But when the money junkies are given control of a nation's economy, and the sole determining factor for running that economy is maximum immediate profitability, then the economy goes out of balance, goes out of control, becomes unstable. We've talked about it many times. The American economy, as it has been constituted since 1913, is inherently unstable. It was kept in line originally by the federal government, which saw its role as sort of keeping a balance between the needs of the general population and the needs of the bankers. But over the last 30 years, the federal government has more and more lined up with the financial interests, and that is the classic definition of a fascist economic state, and that's where we are right now. And I challenge anybody to show me anywhere in history a fascist economic state that did not try and solve its inevitable financial problems through war and conquest. All righty, let's see. Apparently, Romney has come out assuring Wall Street, because nobody else really cares, that he absolutely will not tamper with the Federal Reserve. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not going to interfere with the Federal Reserve. They've done such a wonderful bang-up job for our nation and our economy, especially these last 10 years. No, no, no. We don't need to tamper with them at all. We don't need an audit. Those aren't the droids you're looking for. Meanwhile, on September 22nd, here in the United States of America, there is a nationwide protest against the Federal Reserve. There are protests planned in front of every Federal Reserve Bank in the United States of America. I urge you to join this protest peacefully. There will be troublemakers there, hired by the bankers to cause trouble, so the media can say, oh, look at those people, those anarchists, those commies. They want to bring down America's financial system. They hate capitalism. Actually, we love capitalism. It's fascism we're opposed to. And that's what we have under this Federal Reserve system, is a fascist economic state. Capitalism is a system where if you make money, you keep it. And if you lose money, you live with that loss. Socialism is you make money, it's taxed away from you for the betterment of society, and if you lose money, society is taxed to cover the losses. Fascism is where if you make money, you get to keep it. But if you lose money, society is taxed to cover the losses, and that's what all these bailouts and TARP and all of this stuff has been. The Wall Street bankers are allowed to keep their billion-dollar salaries and bonus packages, but when they collapse a financial institution, who pays for the losses? You, the American people. They're still out there believing that somewhere out here in America is that missing 11th marble that will allow them to balance their books. It doesn't exist. It never did. But it's an article of faith. You, the American people, you're just being stingy. You're being greedy. You're not spending enough. You're not borrowing enough to keep our little Ponzi scheme going. So they're going to start a war to force you into more debt to the banks. It's a predictable progression with a private central bank. Get all the people borrowing to generate new capital to pay the interest on the old money. When the people stop borrowing, the government starts borrowing on your behalf without your permission. And when the government hits its borrowing limit, start a war, because that forces everybody to borrow more. That's the game. Bankers love wars, because wars plunge both sides deeper into debt and deeper under the control of the bankers. These bankers are not an elected government. They are not responsive to the needs of the country and the society as a whole. It is simply money junkie behavior, addiction, institutionalized. It's like having a bunch of heroin or meth addicts in charge of our nation's healthcare system. What do you think is going to happen with that? Well, we have money junkies who were given control of our nation's economy, and look what it has done to us all. And it's time for an intervention. September 22nd. Mark that date on your calendar. Protests in front of every Federal Reserve Bank in the United States of America. It is time for an intervention. We have to take these money junkies and put them in a little home with rubber walls for their own good, to cure them of their addiction. Going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as of the last report, the United States Embassy in Iraq is now surrounded by protesters calling for the embassy to be shut down and American diplomats to be kicked out of that country. This is spreading like wildfire all over the place. Whatever the original purpose and agenda of this was, the entire Middle East is a flashpoint, and now it's flashing up. And the American media is still trying to convince everybody, oh, they don't have a reason to hate us. They're just upset over this silly little movie. No, it isn't. And so one final time before the end of the show, this is a call to Rivero's Rangers. I need you to go out today, tomorrow, rest of this week. Every place that you see this nonsense about this video being put out there, and oh, they're overreacting, you need to put out and say the anger that we are seeing all across the Middle East is not about the video. It's about the bombs, the drones, the subversion of their government, the invasion and the conquest. That's what this is about. These people in the Middle East do have a very real and legitimate reason to be angry with the United States of America. And this silly little video is a pathetic piece of propaganda to try and sell the idea that the Muslims hate America for no good reason at all, that they're being unreasonable in their hatred. And if the war party can sell that idea that Muslims hate Americans for no reason at all, then whatever big false flag attack they've got planned might actually work. But if the American people are sitting there and saying, I know this video is a minor issue, and these people are angry over the bombs and the napalm and the drone strikes and the innocent civilians being killed on a daily basis, then they're going to understand there's going to be doubt if there's a new big bang, a new false flag. People aren't going to buy that original story, that official story. Just like we all know, the official story of 9/11 was a crock. The official story of the Gulf of Tonkin was a crock. The official story of the sinking of the USS Maine was a crock. It's all a crock. This government does not know any other way to govern a nation other than through lies, fraud, and deception. A skeptical people is a free people. And I need you to go out and just, I don't ask you for a lot. I really don't. But I'm asking now. I need you to get out there. This is a call to keyboards. Get out there, and everywhere that you see this nonsense about the video, you just write in, these people are not angry over the video. They're angry over the deaths, the invasion, the conquests, the subversion. We need to get that message out. These people who are angry with the United States of America have good reason to be angry with the United States of America. And you're going to run into a lot of opposition. As we pointed out 2 weeks ago, the government has been hiring, public relations firms have been hiring people to be paid bloggers. And right now they're at work out there on the corporate media website selling this idea that, oh, no, no, the Libyan people love us. They wanted us to come in and take Gaddafi and the gold and iron. They wanted a private central bank. And they're failing. The reason they're failing is for propaganda to work, it must be believable. And this propaganda, first of all, is not believable. And the American people are nowhere near as stupid and gullible as the propagandists hope you all are. So that's it for our show today. We'll be back for our Friday show tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Please share everything you know with everyone you know. Call your local radio stations, ask them to carry the programming from Republic Broadcasting, and Aloha America.